The world's oldest annual marathon was held last Monday, the Boston Marathon. And it took a while to hold it because it wasn't held at all last year because of COVID and was delayed this year from April because of COVID. So it's been 2.5 years since they ran in Boston. And the day before that, the Chicago Marathon was held. Now, if I were a betting man, I would guess that there probably wasn't anybody who ran in both of those races, 2 days in a row of running 26 miles. Marathoners are a special breed of runners. While marathons award cash prizes to the top finishers, most runners are amateurs and aren't in it for the money. The goal of most marathoners is not to finish first, but simply to finish. A marathon is a test of endurance, not so much a test of speed. Unfortunately, that's not the attitude that governs most of the activities in our lives. There's a famous saying, doesn't matter whether you win or lose, but rather how you play the game. Now, that's a wonderful sentiment, but I'm not sure that it's accepted by most people. Nobody wants to lose. Nobody ever remembers who comes in second. We just can't be satisfied with being among the participants. We seem to have lost the sense of accomplishment in just doing the best that we can. And even the apostles lost sight of that at times. Today we have the story of the brothers, James and John, asking for the highest places of honor in Christ's kingdom. Now we need to put this in context, because this is just after, for the third time, that Jesus said that he would be rejected and suffer and die. The apostles, of course, didn't want to hear any of that. They preferred the glory without the suffering, exaltation without the cross. They also had their ears closed when Jesus told them that his kingdom was not of this world. According to Jesus, true greatness in God's kingdom will not be determined by where we sit in heaven, but rather by how we treat each other on this earth. True greatness is to be found in service, not looking for glory and praise, but lowering ourselves to help those who are in need. If we doubt that, all we have to do is look at Jesus. In our letter to the Hebrews, we hear, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who is tempted in every way that we are. And because Jesus lowered himself, remember, he came to serve, not to be served, God ended up raising him on high. But first, Jesus became one of us. He ministered to us in our needs. He suffered for us. He died for us. And for those who aspire to greatness, can we expect to do any less or any more? In the wonderful novel To Kill a Mockingbird, lawyer Atticus Finch says to his daughter, Scout, you never really understand a person until you climb into his skin and walk around in it. That's exactly what Jesus did. And that's what we must do. True greatness is found right here by how we treat one another. The greatest thing for us is not to be number one, but simply to make it to heaven. Not to be the best, but to be good. To be as good as we can possibly be. For Jesus said, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. The view is the same no matter where we might be sitting."